Hi, welcome back to an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Hello?
A survey regarding...
I'm sorry?
What is the survey regarding?
The survey?
Yes.
It's about what's going on in the nation right now, you know, about the Supreme Court and everything else. It's pretty interesting. It's not that long either. I'll go as quickly
okay.
as possible. Okay, thank you. Now, the first question is kind of strange, but I have to read it to you verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth? Guess the year?
74.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Or like, yes, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
Black.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country, negative or positive?
I don't know, that's mixed. I guess overall positive.
Okay, thank you. And how about your own future? Negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And what about the future of the planet?
Overall positive.
Thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes and issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power, or anything in between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
3.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? National security, health care, immigration, gun violence, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, education, student loans, climate change, mental health, abortion access, crime?
Probably health care.
Okay.
Mental health care.
Okay.
And gun violence.
Thank you. Okay. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most important to you, prioritize? Contributing to positive change in your community, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, having or caring for children, work-life balance.
Work-life balance.
Okay.
There was one about maintaining health.
Yes. Let's see. Improving or maintaining mental health or just your physical health? Because it's true. Improving or maintaining
physical health. Physical health.
Okay.
Another one was like taking care of children or something.
Yes, that would be having or caring for children. That one?
No. Let's go work-life balance.
Not that one? I read them again. Contributing.
No. It was between those two, work-life balance. We'll
okay.
go with that one.
Thank you. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your hobbies or interests, being a woman, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your profession, your personality, your role in relationships, like being a mother, a caregiver, a wife, friend, being American, your spiritual religious beliefs, being young.
Spiritual religious beliefs, was one about career, I think.
Your hobbies or interests, your role in relationship in America, Korea, your profession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
And what were the first three?
Your hobbies or interests, being a woman, your sexual orientation.
What was the third one?
Your sexual.
What was the fourth one?
Being a member of your racial ethnic group.
That one.
Thank you. Okay, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: exhaustion, pride, hope, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, happiness, dread. What emotions do you feel most when you think about the American political system?
Disappointment and whatever came after that.
Anger and frustration?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. A, B, or C?
Probably C.
C? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following.
Okay, what was the first part of that?
What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Division and gridlock between political parties. Too many old women in power, power-hungry politicians seeking control, systematic racism, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Systematic racism.
Thank you. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little? Or not at all? The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay. Your state government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives, they propose laws that the public votes on directly. How about them? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Read that statement one more time.
Ballot initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Did they affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all? What they do, they propose laws that the public votes on directly. That's what the ballot initiatives are.
Oh.
They let you know right there.
A little.
Okay. How about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. What about Congress? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Okay. And your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Is it city government?
Yeah, your city.
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see what I'm missing over here. I don't know. Oh, the first one. A little. Okay. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects you, your motivation to help enact change through civil participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBT.
Oh, I can't hear.
Okay. Is that a dog?
Yes.
Okay, well, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ customers.
I'm going to be quiet.
And deny them services. Does that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Very motivated.
Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivated. Somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
What was the next to the last one?
Not very effective, not effective at all. How effective do you think is sharing your opinions with friends and family in person on social media? Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective. You know, to make the
not
change
very effective.
That you want to see. Not very effective, thank you. Boycotting a company, very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective at all.
Thank you. Voting in elections, very effective, not somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Attending a protest, very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective at all.
Thank you. Volunteer for an advocacy organization, very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not very effective.
Thank you. Signing a petition. Very effective.
Not very effective.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling or ballot drop off location. You did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an intimidating person at your polling place. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. Which one you think would be one of that? You might think, you know, this is a reason why it's a barrier.
The time issue, not enough time.
Okay, let's see. Okay. You may choose up to three. You want to choose another one? You can choose up to three, or one is fine.
One is fine.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. And get a lot more, and get a little more, and get a little less, and get a lot less.
A lot less.
A lot less, and get a lot less.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share and get a lot more and get a little more and get a little less and get a lot less.
You say agree? I agree. A lot more? You say you agree? Yes.
No, I didn't say I agree. I said, you know, I'm reading you what he's saying now, that right now most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages.
Right. Mm-hmm. What was the choices?
Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less.
Also,
let
me want to engage more.
Okay. You want to engage a lot more or engage
yes.
a little more? Okay. Thank
a
you.
Lot more.
Thank you. Young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennials and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. And there's a lot more. Engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A lot more.
Thank you. And what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose to podcast, YouTube, local TV news stations, Twitter, Facebook.
YouTube.
Okay. Facebook, national TV news station, Instagram, news or information articles online, international news outlet, TikTok.
Articles online.
Thank you. Move right along. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to science, technology, business, finance, government politics, shows, movies, sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, news, current events, health, beauty.
News and current events.
Okay. Healthcare, beauty, self-care, music, humor, or memes? Just one
news
more.
And current events.
Okay, thank you.
How many more questions do you have?
We're almost done. We are 85%. Only a couple more questions. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Professional.
Do you have a college degree, an associate's, a bachelor, or just high school diploma? What is the highest degree that you have completed or the highest level of school?
A doctorate.
So, okay. So you have a professor. Oh, I see when you say professor. I apologize. It was right there.
No problem.
Thank you. you're the first professor. Wow. That's pretty good. I like that. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian, or gay, three, bisexual? Thank you. Okay. And are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you, are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time.
Thank you.
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, $205,000.
That one.
100 to 249,999, $205,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, $205,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $209,999, $200,000 to $201,999. Yes. Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your night.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
You got it? Yeah.